Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome aboard. We have a lot to go over here. We have a new president for Greenfield Community College. We have free ice cream. We have a double homicide over a dog. We have a fireworks schedule for you, and Mark Auerbach has an ArtSpeed report. It is Tuesday, June 21st, and the first official day of summer of 2022. Got a cool start to the summer. Your forecast, increasing clouds, a chance of an afternoon shower. High of 77. The winds are south-southwest. 5 to 10, chance of rain, 40%. Now tonight, mostly cloudy, showers, a low of 58. The winds are south-southwest, 5 to 10, chance of rain, 40%. Ultraviolet index at 7, the humidity 58%. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, upon the request from the Baker-Polito administration, has submitted written testimony in support of the governor's legislation, an act investing in future opportunities for resiliency, workforce, and revitalized downtowns. The committee is scheduled to hold a virtual public hearing on the governor's pending legislation Friday, the 24th, Mayor Sarno previously traveled in May, per the request of the Baker-Polito administration, to testify in person before the Joint Committee on Economic Development on the importance of passing the governor's forward legislation. Remember the 70s expression, the times they are a-changin'? Well, change that, if you will, to the times they are a-crazy. A triple shooting that left two people dead and a woman critically injured on Franklin Avenue in Hartford Sunday evening was caused by a dispute over a dog. Chase Eugene Garrett, who is 39, and Christina Dang, 27, were second-floor residents of the multifamily home where the shooting occurred in the 60 block of the street. They both died as a result of the shooting, the police say. A couple left behind a 6-month-old child. Mayor Luke Bronin said this during a press conference on Monday, that it was, in fact, over a dog. Dr. Michelle Schutt has been named the latest president of Greenfield Community College. As the college's 11th president, she currently is the vice president of Community and Learner Services at the College of Southern Idaho. Dr. Schutt will become president beginning July 18, 2022, and will be replacing interim president Dr. Richard Hopper. Congratulations. I now have an ice cream bulletin. From June 21st through the 30th, kids can eat free with the purchase of an adult meal for members of Friendly's Sweet Rewards Club. Now, this free program is available through Friendly's mobile app and online, and it offers a free medium sundae to new members, free delivery, a $5 reward for every 75 points earned, and more. Now, I will even give you the locations. Agawam, 19 Springfield Street, Chicopee, 522 Memorial. East Longmeadow, 562 North Main. Florence, 5456 Main. Greenfield, 200 Mohawk Trail. Hadley, 455 Russell Street. Holyoke, 1745 Northampton. Palmer, 1519 North Main. Pittsfield, 841 Dalton Avenue. Springfield, 1811 Boston Road. West Springfield, 1094 Riverdale. And in Westfield at 291 East Main Street. Now, you can't say that you can't locate one, because I even told you where they all are. So enjoy your ice cream and remember me. Help is on the way, and so is baby formula. CBS News reporting that donated Delta flights will transport more than 200,000 pounds of Kendamil formula from London to Boston and Detroit this week. The shipping process began Monday with a plane from Heathrow Airport landing at Logan just before noon. There will be 13 flights in total, and the formula will be available in stores and online. As an old science fiction film once reminded us, keep watching the night skies. Well, the same advice applies to fireworks celebrations. They're starting up. I'll try to give them to you as we go along. There's nothing tonight that I'm aware of, but as for tomorrow night, in Holyoke at 9:15 at Holyoke Community College, the rain date is June 25. In Waitley at 8:45 p.m., in the field behind South White Dickinson Library on Chestnut Plain Road. The rain date is June 25, so enjoy the celebration. It is Tuesday, and that brings us to the stages of the region. And an ArtsBeat report from Mark Auerbach, our ArtsBeat reporter. Mark?
The summer theater season is off to a great start. Hamilton, the mega musical, has returned to Hartford with performances at the Bushnell through July 10th. Lin-Manuel Miranda's take on the life and times of Alexander Hamilton is one of Broadway's biggest hits in history. And for this run at the Bushnell, a ticket lottery is available. For details, Bushnell.org. Pride and Prejudice, written and directed by Chester Theatre's artistic director Daniel Elihu Kramer, opens the Chester season with performances running through July 3rd. Kramer reimagines Jane Austen's classic with bloggers, chat rooms, Austen enthusiasts, and Austen herself. Alexander Savronsky supplies the score and the sound. Juliana von Hobrick designs. For details, chestertheater.org. Broken Code Bird Switching, Tara L. Wilson-Knopf's new drama, has its world premiere at Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge through July 9th. Kimberly Howard directs this timely drama about a woman representing a black teen accused of murder. For details, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Ron Raines and Florence Lacey, who appeared together on Broadway in Sondheim's Follies, have joined the cast of Mosso's Sondheim Celebration Thursday at Symphony Hall. Raines got a Tony nomination for that performance, and Lacey, who received a Theatre World Award for co-starring with Carol Channing in Hello, Dolly, broke records for her thousands of performances in the title role of Evita on Broadway. They joined Hugh Panaro and Lisa Broman, both alums of the Phantom of the Opera. Tim Stella conducts. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. Hedwig and the Angry Inch, the award-winning glam rock musical, launches K&E Theater Group's Coming Out with Bride series with performances June 23rd through 26th at the Center for the Arts in Northampton. K&E's artistic director, Eddie Zitka, stars in the musical. Kelly Gagner plays Yitzhak, and Debbie Bedea is music director. For details, ketg.org. The Westfield Athenaeum is organizing a trip to Tanglewood for the July 30th concert featuring the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The program features pianist Paul Lewis, who will perform both Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1 and Piano Concerto No. 4. The package includes Shed tickets, bus round trip from the Westfield Athenaeum, dinner, and a pre-concert talk by the Athenaeum's Guy McLean. The reservation deadline is June 24th. For details, westath.org. And last of all, Ringo Starr and his all-star band were supposed to open Tanglewood season, but the show is postponed until Labor Day, Monday, September 5th. Ticket buyers can use their June tickets for this rescheduled performance. For details, tanglewood.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And I would remind you that tomorrow night, Wednesday, Betty and the Patch, the play at the Majestic Theater, continues its run. That's the Majestic in West Springfield. And you can call the box office for ticket information. That number is 413-747-7797. All righty, that's what's going on for Tuesday, the 21st. Happy first day of summer solstice for you. And I'll be back with another program for our Wednesday edition tomorrow, of course. It'll be up online during the day and available to you throughout the day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Thank you for being with us. If it's about Western Mass, it's about Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
Proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.